Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Alyssa, I know we're not a sports talk show.
No, pretty far from it.
And neither of us are watching the World Series right now.
No.
But last night, Game 3 of the World Series went 18 innings. They played
what?
Two games last night.
That's crazy.
And this is how it ended.
Thurman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me.
Listen to that crowd. That's insane.
Did they win the whole thing?
No, it's just game three.
Oh, that crowd sounded like they won the World Series. I don't even know which team.
Well, they were there for 6.5 hours. The Dodgers win.
Oh, okay.
Dodgers are now up 2-1. Can you imagine if that was the Guardians?
No. No, nobody would be at work today. Would be at work today.
The game would have ended at 2:30 this morning.
That's insane.
I know. I don't know if I would have, I would have had to have stayed up for it, though,
like,
right?
Is that what time it ended on the West Coast?
No, it would have been, 11:30 on the West Coast? 3-hour time difference?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, still pretty late, though. Yeah,
absolutely.
Dang.
I know.
Are they playing again tonight?
I think so. I think they are.
Glad that's not my job.
Go get a nap, baseball players. It's Ed Sheeran, the Q Morning Show. Ed Sheeran and Camera, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104. Yeah, my headphones are screwed up.
What a way to start the day.
Alyssa and I, because it is a live radio show, and if something's broken...
Always the first to know about it because we're dealing with it.
It's kind of like if there's something wrong with your car, yet you can't pull over the car to the side of the road and fix it. You've got to keep driving and try to fix it at the same time. So that's exactly what's happening right now with my headphones. This is not right. I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with them. I just put them on and I didn't hear anything different. I think you just might be going crazy.
Okay, so... if what you're saying is correct, if you're saying that there's nothing wrong in my headphones right now, then I have lost like 80% of my hearing.
So really?
That's extremely concerning because I'm not hearing myself.
That makes me question so much because that also makes me wonder how bad are my headphones if I think that yours sound completely fine and I don't notice anything wrong with them, then how much am I not hearing in mine?
Yeah, I'm barely hearing myself speak, which, might be a good thing. Maybe I don't want to hear myself speak. But we
appreciate you tuning in to listen to us speak.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We'll try to figure this out. We have good vibes on the way this morning. The group chat a little bit later on, around 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge will play two times this morning at 7:55 and 8:55. You've got the Q Morning Show. Harry Styles, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Shani in Euclid joining us right now. Shani, your son is Shane. What did he do for an entire year?
He wore a Batman mask and also spoke in the Batman voice.
Oh, the voice too.
Yes.
Oh, he was committed.
And he's how
very
old?
Committed.
How old now?
He's 15 now, so he did this when he was 3.
Oh, I was going to say last year?
Yes.
Well, here's the real question. Can he still do the Batman voice?
He absolutely can.
Okay, good. He's like, I got a lot to practice.
Yes. So where did this mask come from? Was it like a Halloween costume or something like that?
It was actually a birthday gift. My brother is really into Batman, and so he just took on I Love Batman, too, and so he received it as a birthday gift for his birthday and committed to wearing this thing every single day, bath time, bedtime, to the store.
Where was the most embarrassing place that you went that Shane refused to take off the Batman mask?
The doctor's office.
Doctor was like, is he okay?
The kids in the waiting room are staring at him like, why is he wearing that mask?
They're like, hey,
oh my gosh.
Is there some kind of a party happening today that we weren't aware of?
Nope, just a normal day in the life of Shane.
Exactly. And it still continues to be a normal day in the life of Shane.
I hope he still has the Batman mask and still whips it out every now and again.
He does.
That's great. Thank you, Shani. We appreciate you listening to us this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Cavs game was on last night.
Ooh, how'd it go?
Cavs won.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
Oh.
It was only on Peacock.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about this again. I'm on board. Cable. Let's bring it back. I'm done.
I don't know if that would have fixed anything. Because even if you would have had cable, if you had FanDuel, where the Cavs usually air, then you would have still been blacked out from this game.
Are you serious? I don't understand.
Peacock had exclusive rights to the game. No one else could show it. So you had to get, you had to have the, not just the regular Peacock app, you had to have the Peacock premium app, which is like $11 a month.
You can't hear this, but I'm rolling my eyes profusely.
So it was like, what am I going to do? I want to watch this game. And there's no free trial involved with Peacock. So
could you just like create another account with like another email?
Yeah, but you still have to pay the $11.
Oh, you there is no free trial at all?
There's no free trial offered by
Peacock. Oh, I thought you meant you just ran it up. Like, I thought you meant your free trial was done. No, they don't even offer it.
$11 a month. You can sign up. You can cancel any time, they say. But I was like, I'm not paying $11 just to watch the Cavs game tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm ready to just like say, screw it all, all the streaming apps. I'm done. It's getting overcomplicated.
And then for some reason, though, on the flip side of that, not having access to the Cavs last night, I still have HBO Max for some reason. I canceled HBO Max over a month ago.
Yeah, I feel like you canceled it longer than that ago.
When the Guardians were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because I dropped HBO Max so I could get ESPN. So I dropped HBO Max so I could bundle ESPN with Disney Plus and Hulu. But I still have access to HBO Max. It's been over a month now. I was thinking, well, maybe when the cycle runs out, then it'll shut off. I still have it.
So you want to know what's so stupid, though? All of these streaming apps that I have, that you have, the one that I refuse to pay for, the one that I won't do is YouTube Premium. And I swear to goodness, I have spent more time on YouTube in the past 6 months because I can't find anything to watch. And I'm like, well, dang, I should just go ahead and get premium now. That's like the one that I have put my foot down that I won't buy.
What do you get if you subscribe to premium with YouTube?
Just no ads.
Oh, just no ads.
Just no ads, because I'm constantly having to sit there and skip through ads. But I'm like, my goodness, I haven't opened up Hulu or Netflix in I feel like 2 months.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You're just wasting money.
I know.
All right. So complicated
for no reason.
How about some good vibes this morning?
Does
anybody
please.
Have good vibes to share? We should share those. 216-474-0104. If you have something you're looking forward to this week, something you're excited about, Maybe it's something that just happened to you. Or maybe it's something that's going to happen to you today. Good vibes on the way at 6:55. That one from our Halloween playlist, from our Halloween selection. It's Rihanna and Disturbia. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Speaking of Halloween, I'm so angry.
Why?
About our Halloween costumes.
Oh my God, you're still on this.
I have been burning inside, burning with fury inside my body for the last 24 hours.
You know, I actually saw a meme yesterday when I got home from work about our Halloween costumes.
Yes, I did too. That's why I'm mad.
I know. I almost sent it to you, but I was like, he's going to go into a rage.
No.
I cannot.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that to your wife, Paula.
I'll explain my irrational rage.
Are you going to tell everybody what our costume is?
I might. I'm gonna try not to. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being here this morning. So what was it? About a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I said to Alyssa, I got it. I have it. I have our Halloween costumes for this year.
He didn't even like tell me at first what they were.
I did.
I was in the dark. I only found out when I went over to your house for Fire Pit Friday a few weeks ago, and your wife Paula accidentally let it slip.
Right. I wanted to keep it so secret because I'm not saying that I had the idea first. I'm not saying that.
It is a pretty original idea and very original execution of the idea.
I just don't know. It's like one of those ideas where if one person comes up with it, it's easy for someone else to come up with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Bill is more so afraid that like a lot of people are going to have this costume on Friday and that we're not going to be unique at all. But I think that the way that we're doing it is unique.
I don't understand that part. What are we doing that's so unique?
Bill had something made for us to wear.
Right. And the thing is, it was so easy to do and at very minimal cost. And to me, that's the perfect Halloween costume is when you don't spend when you don't put a lot of effort into it and when you don't spend a lot of money and it's a great costume.
And it is. It's a great costume.
It's a win-win-win.
Except for the fact that other people might have it, which is okay.
But then, well, I started to get afraid of that about a week ago. I'm like, Alyssa, should we debut our Halloween costumes early because I feel like someone else is going to come out with it.
And then, no.
So Alyssa said no.
No, because like last week, I'm like, we're barely like in the mindset of thinking of trick or treat. And you want to tell people what our costumes are?
Well, now you wanted to wait and there's this meme page that I screenshotted yesterday.
I know. I saw it too.
And so there's a couple, in the picture, standing right there with our Halloween costumes, and then the caption underneath, this wins Halloween 2025.
See, we're going to win Halloween.
This couple won Halloween 2025.
Nobody even knows who that couple is. It's just a stock photo.
We're going to look lame. Someone's going to write under our picture, you guys copied Halloween 2025.
Nobody is going to say that.
You guys stole Halloween 2025. You stole this idea. You guys are lame. We're going to look lame.
No, we might look lame, but that's not why.
I don't want to do it now. I don't want to wear it.
Oh my God. Come on. All this. We got to do it. It's such a good costume. The kids are going to love it.
I'm building this up now. I'm building this up so much. People are going to see it on Friday anyway. And they're going to be like, this is what you were talking about.
They're going to roll their eyes. Yeah. Like so hard. Yeah, it is a good costume.
So annoying.
It's going to be okay, man. It's going to be all right.
I went nuts when I read the caption, this wins Halloween 2020. I was like, we could have won Halloween 2025.
And we're going to.
If we would have debuted our costume 6 weeks ago when I had the idea.
That's too early. People are going to love it. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry.
All right. It's Q104. We've got the group chat next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Let's bring in Melissa. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Welcome to the group chat. So Melissa has something going on in her life that her first inclination is, I've got to text my friends. I got to text the group chat to find out what's going on.
What do I do?
This is like the audio version of a group chat because we're going to talk this out. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. I'm excited.
What's going on with you?
So my daughter is in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And this past weekend, I let her have a sleepover at our house with some of her friends. There was like four or five girls total.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a good time. Like it was very classic girl sleepover. You know, they watched movies, they played board games.
Oh, fun.
Like very wholesome, you know, mm-hmm. They had like a little fashion show at some point. But like, I noticed that one of the girls, she was kind of spending the whole time on her phone,
mm-hmm.
like the entire night. She couldn't do an activity without just like having it attached to her or getting onto it. And like, she would kind of participate and interact with the other girls, but then she would just go right back to talking on her phone.
Okay. And you said sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my daughter doesn't even have a phone yet. I mean, obviously it's something like we're going to talk about and do probably soon with her, but
right.
She's not my kid. And at one point after, you know, I was trying to get them to go to sleep and it was pretty late and she was still on her phone. And I wanted to like confiscate. I can't confiscate it. I'm not her mother. I'm not her teacher, but.
Right.
Yeah. That's tough.
You know,
that's not your kid.
No. And I'm not overstepping that boundary. I just found it really crazy that you would like send your kid to a sleepover with a phone that she's going to just be on the entire time. So
good point.
Anyway, I just heard from another mom who's a friend of mine that this girl complained to her mom that she didn't have fun and was basically being excluded, which isn't true, of course, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that woman complained to my friend about it. And it's just like, don't give your kid a phone to sit on at a sleepover where she's supposed to be interacting with other kids.
Oh, like, okay.
Hmm.
So this girl's mom, the girl that was on her phone all night, she complained to a friend of yours, not directly to you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I heard like through a friend. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess I'm just wondering, like, is this worth it to like confront her about, or her to like go? But it's like, my daughter didn't exclude her. No one excluded her at the sleepover.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's her issue, not mine. But is it worth it to go confront this woman?
Great question. I have no idea.
You don't even have like a thought of what you would do, Bill?
Oh, what I would do personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't say a word. That's me.
Really?
I'm not confident. Do you think I'm going to text one of the other dads and say your kid was on their phone
no,
the entire
I
night?
No. I don't assume that you would do that.
You know what I would have done? I would have turned off the Wi-Fi in the house.
Oh, yeah, that's Bill's go-to move.
That's how I handle problems in my house. I just turn off the Wi-Fi.
That's how non-confrontational Bill is.
Yeah.
216-474-0104. Melissa's on the group chat. She hosted a sleepover this past weekend. One of the girls was on her phone the entire night. Even though the girls were having fun, this other girl was just on her phone. Melissa wanted to take the phone from her, didn't feel comfortable doing that. And now the girl's mom is telling friends of hers that her daughter didn't have fun at the party. And Melissa's like, hey, well, your kid was on her phone.
She's like, it's not my fault.
216-474-0104. The group chat. Next, the Q Morning Show. 7:30 banger this morning. Hanson, all-time classic. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of the group chat. We were talking with Melissa. Melissa, this past weekend, hosted a sleepover at her house on behalf of her sixth grade daughter, who had some friends over. I think there were four friends total. One of them spent the entire night on her phone. And I think she was the only one of the girls that actually had a cell phone.
Or at least the only one that was on it, like, the whole night. And then she went home and told her mom she didn't have any fun. And she felt left out.
See, I was thinking that if that were true, maybe that's why she was on her phone. Like, she wasn't.
I could see that as well.
She wasn't being included, so she picked up her phone. However, Melissa,
she clarified, like, no, the girls were including her. They were trying to involve her in whatever they were doing.
But this girl seemed more interested in being on her phone. Danielle in Amherst, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well this morning. What would you tell Melissa?
You know, I have a teenage daughter, and we've dealt with this issue before with kids coming over. Some of them have phones, some of them don't. But sixth grade is a young age, and some of these kids aren't used to being in social groups like that overnight. And what I found was one of the girls who would be on their phone late in the night, hours past when the others would go to bed, it just was that she was uncomfortable in general.
Mm.
I mean, they're still young at that age, and maybe her daughter wasn't even bothered so much that the girl wasn't wanting to participate. I mean, I don't know. I just think that some kids have the social anxieties, or they don't want to be away from home. And sometimes it's, you know, just something they're not used to doing.
So you're saying it's more comfortable to be on your phone if you have anxiety?
Well, sure. I can relate to that. I remember actually being at sleepovers as a teen at friends' houses where I was the last one up, and I was just playing on my phone because I was kind of like weirded out. I'm in somebody else's house. I do kind of relate to that, though, because I never liked sleeping over at other people's houses.
Don't you think the phone would enhance the anxiety, being on the phone while other people were doing other things, while they were watching a movie?
Exactly. See, that's where I'm stuck. I feel like if you're up, if you're the last one awake, then it makes sense. But if everybody else is up doing fun stuff, then I'm not really understanding why you'd be so nose deep in your phone.
Kathy in Vermilion, good morning.
Good morning.
We're in the group chat this morning. What do you want to contribute?
I have a seventh grade daughter. And when her friends come over,
It's my house, my rules. You guys can all have fun. Put the phones down. Let's have a good time. You can check your phone later. If any, I always tell the girls, too, if you have a hard time going to bed, if you want to go home, you do not have to stay here. But I think it's important as the adult to get the kids to interact and be off their phones.
So you would take the phones away?
I would. I would say put them up on the counter. They're there if you need to check it later. But if you guys are playing board games, let's have some fun.
Kind of like at a venue, like a music venue now, or if you're going to a comedy show and they make you put your cell phones in a bag.
You get some of those like lockable bags.
Right.
I would tell the kids, it's your phone's accessible to you, but let's have a good time. Yeah. We don't need to be on our phones right now.
Now, what would you say if another one of the moms said to you, hey, why'd you take my kid's phone away? Do you think a mom would say that?
My mom would say that.
I would say they were playing board games. I put them up on the counter. Hey, if they don't like it, if their child has that much of anxiety, then they could pick them up later, go home. But I think if you're having a sleepover and there's four or five girls, you all want to have fun.
I agree with Kathy. That's what I would do.
You would take the phone?
I would. I would make it like I was confiscating their phone. I'll put them in the bag. I'll seal those up. Everybody keep the ringers on. So if you do get a phone call from your mom or dad or something like that. But that's the way that I grew up. I didn't have phones when I was a kid. I mean, it makes more sense to me because that's how I lived it. That's how I grew up.
We got a text that I didn't even think about for the girl that was at the sleepover on her phone. Her mom could actually go in and look at her screen time from that night specifically. It does an hour by hour breakdown. So she could go in and see how much she was on her phone that night and maybe get a better idea of, you know, what was going on in that house.
Well, that's what Melissa can. Yeah, she can text the mom of the girl and say, hey, why don't you check that screen
time? Yeah, check that out. I would definitely reach out to the mom just because you don't want that mom having a bad taste in her mouth when it's just a misunderstanding.
All right. Anything further, you can text in on the group chat, 216-474-0104. Cindy from West Park is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. After we are through, if you answer more of them correctly, then Alyssa, you win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here is question number one, Cindy. What do you call a group of witches?
The Sanderson sisters.
Question two. The official song for this branch of military is Anchors Away.
The Navy.
Question three. In the 2003 movie Old School, Will Ferrell's character, Frank, is the one who does a keg stand and goes streaking through the quad. What is his nickname in the movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Question four. In what Dr. Seuss book would you find Thing One and Thing Two?
Cat in the Hat.
Final question. It's an old-timey two-player game featuring a red robot and a blue robot trying to knock each other's heads off.
Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Okay, Cindy, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Cindy, I think you did pretty well. 3 out of 5 today.
Oh, okay.
And there's some questions in here that I think might throw Alyssa off. So Alyssa has returned. Alyssa meets Cindy in West Park.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So Alyssa, you need 3 to tie Cindy. Any more than that, you win the game. Question number one, what do you call a group of witches?
A coven.
A coven is correct. Question two, the official song for this branch of military is Anchors Away.
The Navy?
Question three, in the 2003 movie Old School, Will Ferrell's character, Frank, is the one who does a keg stand and he goes streaking through the quad. What is his nickname in the movie?
I have no clue.
Have you seen Old School?
Because I have not.
Cindy has not either.
No.
Really?
I know.
Interesting. Okay. Frank the Tank is the answer we were looking for. Question four. In what Dr. Seuss book would you find Thing One and Thing Two?
Is that Green Eggs and Ham? No.
Sorry, that's the Cat in the Hat.
Oh. Ooh.
So here we are. We're down to our final question. And if Alyssa misses this question, Cindy's going to win Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'm feeling a little rusty today.
It's an old-timey two-player game featuring a red robot and a blue robot trying to knock each other's heads off.
Bop 'em, sock 'em, robots? No?
I got to ask the judges on this. We're going to have to ask the judges. The correct answer is rock 'em, sock 'em, robots. You said bop 'em.
I did say bop 'em.
Judges say... I mean, you have the spirit of the question correct. Judges say...
It's not right, though.
No, judges say no.
Yeah, give me that buzzer, man.
Which means Cindy wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All right, Cindy.
Oh, good. That hasn't happened yet.
Cindy, you get the pennant, you get the diploma, and you get the tickets to see...
Matt Matthews at MGM Northfield Park next March.
Awesome. My name is Cindy, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. This is a little random. What was the best Toy Story movie? Now, Alyssa, you haven't seen them all.
No, that's on purpose.
That's on purpose?
Oh, that's very on purpose, yeah. I heard that the last one...
You
like,
hate animation?
No.
You don't want to be happy? You don't like joy?
No,
what?
I love to be happy. I love joy. I heard that the last one destroyed grown adults in the theaters. Like, I heard that people were just bawling their eyes out, and I was like, I am not partaking. I don't want to see that.
The reason I bring this up is because Tim Allen, the voice of Buzz Lightyear, was on Kimmel last night. He revealed his answer for the best Toy Story movie. So I'm going to play that in a second.
Okay.
But my family and I were just discussing this the other night.
Really?
And I said it's number one. I said the first movie is the best movie. And I think that my oldest son was saying it's three. I can't remember what my wife said. I texted my wife with all of these questions, and she hasn't responded to me. And I guess that's because she's busy this morning and has no time for my nonsense.
And doesn't want to talk about Toy Story.
She's trying to get the kids out the door and get
to
work.
Shame.
And I'm like, hey, what was your favorite Toy Story movie?
She's like, can this wait? Please?
216-474-0104. I'm just curious. An unofficial poll. What was the best Toy Story movie? That's next. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. We're talking about what was the best Toy Story movie? One, two, three, or four?
There's four now, we think. There's a fifth one coming.
Yeah, the fifth one will be released next year.
Okay.
And yes, so 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I was going to say Toy Story 2, I think, is my favorite because that's where they introduce Jesse. And I love Jesse.
That's my least favorite movie because of Jesse.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I did not like Jesse. And also, I have this irrational... So I just have this negative feeling whenever I hear Kelsey Grammer's voice. I don't know what it is. I that's why I never watched Frasier. I didn't like him on Cheers.
Weird, because you would think that, like, with being in radio, that you would like Frasier.
No. And he's the villain, I believe, in Toy Story 2. And whenever I hear his voice, it makes me feel a certain way. I can't really describe it.
All right, that's fair. Anyway,
Tim Allen was on Kimmel last night. And they were talking about the best Toy Story movie. And I guess Quentin Tarantino was part of this conversation somehow, too. I guess Tarantino likes the third movie. Anyway, this is what they were talking about.
Well, I got to be, the overview of it was, like, I'm with Tarantino. I think number three was one of the best movies ever made.
Quentin Tarantino said he stopped watching after number three because he thought it was so great.
You can't do, I mean, really the whole thing. And four, it stretched a lot of things. And it was the saddest day of my life when Tom and I both, his actors and his Buzz, and said to infinity and he says beyond. Like, it was horrible. This thing, they reboot everything. It's all about Jesse.
All right, I can't.
Yes!
I have no idea what Buzz Lightyear's talking about there. Did he say his favorite? Did he say three was his favorite?
He said three. Okay. I think he said three was his favorite. It sounded like four was his least favorite.
So it sounded like...
And now he's excited for five?
It sounded like Buzz Lightyear wanted the Toy Story franchise to end at three.
Yes.
He went back to for the money for Toy Story 4.
Was disappointed.
I can't even tell if he's involved in Toy Story 5. He said it's about Jesse?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't know if it's going to be just about Jesse or if all the old characters are coming back.
Mary in Concord, what's the best Toy Story movie?
I like Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3 was your favorite. So you agree with Buzz Lightyear and Quentin Tarantino?
I do. I have a son that just went off to college this year for his first year of college. He just turned 19, so he grew up with the Toy Story stuff. And the day before he left for college, all the toys came out to say goodbye to him and wave him off. And
that happened in the movie, not to your son.
Oh, no. I did it for my son.
Oh, you did it for your son?
I've seen this on TikTok. People do it when their kids are like turning 18.
I posted mine on TikTok.
Yeah, or graduating from high school, and like they'll put all of their stuffed animals like outside of like their bedroom door or something. So when they open the door, all of their stuffed animal besties are there from their childhood. It destroys me.
All his toys from beginning, so the Toy Story toys, and they were the last toys. And he walked over them and turned around and waved goodbye and walked down the driveway.
Wow, what a great idea.
I'm so glad that cats don't go to college. I couldn't handle this.
My mom threw all my toys away when I was a kid, so that didn't happen when I went to college.
Oh, the Toy Story toys will never leave. They are boxed up and ready. Toy Story 5 needs to be Andy coming like back home and getting his toys from Bonnie to give to his kids.
Yeah.
That would be the right movie.
I think that would be like the perfect way to maybe end it or start a new Toy Story franchise for the new generation. Get all skibbity up in here.
I've been wanting to give away my kids' toys. They're in the basement. They take up a ridiculous amount of space in the corner of the basement.
I have a theory that dads just like to complain about junk taking up space in the basement. And then when we actually start to get it out, you don't know what to complain about. You don't know what to do with yourself.
Now I feel like I should hold on to them until they go to college.
You should.
It's weird, though. It's like they don't play with them anymore.
But they'll want them one day. Like I am 32 years old, and I just went back to my grandparents' basement and got my Beanie Babies last week. Okay?
All right. You've got Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For this morning, thanks for being here. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for listening to us this morning. However you're listening to us, if it's on the radio, 104.1, maybe you have us on one of the apps, the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app.
And unlike a lot of other apps, our app is free.
So true.
So true. And we will never, well, I shouldn't say never, but I don't think we're ever going to charge you for it.
We have ads. We do have ads.
But that's it. But we're not upping the charge $2 every month. So
no. We do like to meet the people that listen to us. And I only have like a few details here. I know it's Kylie and Josh, and they're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're driving around together in Parma Heights. I think they're working. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you guys doing this morning? How are you working together?
I'm the driver, and then he usually just goes in, gets the orders, and then
brought them to the door.
Okay, yeah. You're doing your food delivery. You're
DoorDashing.
DoorDashing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this something that you regularly do together, or is this just a
one-off?
Yeah.
We always do it together. It's like we do it like a full-time job, basically.
Yeah, see, I think that is like such a good bonding for a couple. And also, having two people door dashing mm-hmm. makes a world of difference. I've done this before when I was living in San Diego. Having somebody to just get out of the car and run the food to the door, oh my God, it makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier and faster.
Yes,
too.
And just having somebody to be able to run into the restaurant to get it too.
Yeah.
Except when it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
So, for the most part, do the two of you get along and you have conversations and you guys have fun together?
Yeah, sometimes we might have our moments, but it's all love.
Is that when, because what I would do, I don't know if you do this, Kylie, but whenever Josh would get out of the car and run something up to the front door, I would back out of the driveway and pretend like I'm driving away.
Be like, oh, I'm going to leave you.
Yeah, just to make Paula mad at me. So you've done that before?
No, not on purpose. Like, I'll try to, like, reposition myself to get, like, in a better way to get out of the driveway or whatever. And he's like, I thought you were going to drive away without me.
He's like, no, wait for me.
Oh, you guys are cute. Well, thank you for having us on as you DoorDash this morning.
Yeah, we always listen to you, mostly me. And he's like, oh, my gosh, you're listening to Bill and Alyssa again?
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Sounded like... Would that be what you would call a backhanded compliment from Josh? Oh, you're listening to Bill and Alyssa again.
No, it's just a boy being a boy.
Could you do that? Could you work with Bryce like that closely?
Yeah, actually, I think I could.
Like drive around door dashing?
Yeah, I mean, I've suggested that we do it. He never bites. I've suggested that we go door dash just to like make a couple extra bucks. Feel like it could be fun. But I think I could work with him. We both have worked from home at the same time, just not... at the same company.
I don't think Paula and I could do that.
Because you don't think so?
She would want me to drive, but then she would want to be the boss of everything. And she would like tell me where to go and like how to drive, even though she refuses to drive.
Mm.
And then she would, even though she would be sitting in the passenger seat and I'm driving, she would make me go in and get all the orders. She would just basically just sit in the passenger seat and just boss me around. That's how that would go.
Bryce would definitely be my passenger princess. He is the passenger princess a lot of the time because he has a little two-seater car that doesn't do well in the snow. So I would be the driver for sure.
But zooming out a little bit, like, what is that like when you work with a spouse or an SO, like boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, 216-474-0104.
I've never done it, but I have worked in radio with people that are dating, people that are married, and it seems like it goes okay.
I can't imagine it always goes okay, because I think that you talk to an SO differently than you would talk to a normal coworker.
I'm wondering, for one, do you talk to them differently at work than you at home? Like, and how how is that different? Like, how is that? How does that sound differently?
I'm sure there's people listening that own their own business. You know, it's like a family business, and you work together.
A family business. Or even just like a small business that maybe you and your SO run together.
216-474-0104.
Or maybe you just landed at the same company.
Oh, how about this? You work together, but you're no longer in a relationship.
Oh, I love some drama. Give us all that.
216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're wondering what it's like to work with an SO, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, maybe you just work at the same company or you own your own business together. I don't think I could do it. I don't think that Paula and I could work together. We get along together. Obviously, we have a marriage that has lasted over 18 years, but I think it works a lot because we're apart.
Right. Like, because that might just be too much time together, though, is what I'm wondering.
We're apart during the day for many, many hours, and we don't have to see each other all day.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Danielle in North Olmsted, do you have to work with an SO?
Yes, I do. I work with my husband.
And do you love it, or?
I absolutely love it.
Okay.
It makes life so much easier.
Well, wait, what do you guys do for a living?
We are in e-commerce, so we buy and sell on the internet.
Okay. Does that get stressful at times?
It can, because finding product sometimes to be able to, you know, get out there is a little bit of an issue. But no, it's usually not.
Is there like
it works out pretty well in our favor.
When you buy an item, it's up for bid? It's like an auction, so you have to like bid really fast, or it's gone, or something like that.
Yeah, some of them are 7-day auctions, and then some of them are just a buy it now.
Okay.
Okay.
And so your husband doesn't scream at you. He's like, buy it now, just now, Danielle.
Oh, no.
He doesn't do that.
So are you guys both like trying to get the same items, or are you trying to get different things? Like,
so what we do is we go around to shows or swap meets or like toy shows or, you know, things like that. And my husband just has an eye. He started his first job in an antique auction house.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a keen eye for a bunch of things. And his knowledge is unmatched. And we go to shows. He's like, hey, we're going to get this. And I'm like, okay, I carry it to the car. He keeps buying. I keep carrying it to the car. And then we get home, we post it. When it sells, we ship it.
Well, look at that.
Well, and you guys make it work.
And it works out.
See, that's nice. They work together and they get along.
Yeah.
But that's not very entertaining for us.
No. But it is a wonderful case scenario.
Jennifer and Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you work with an SO?
I do. So I own a salon and mentor. It's called Jennifer and Company. And my husband, who used to build homes, came to work with me after 15 years of marriage. He went and got his cosmetology license. And he works on the other side of the salon. He does nails, and I do hair.
No way. I thought that you were going to say that, like, your husband, like, comes in and, like, he, like, built you this or that. But, like, no, this dude straight up got a cos license.
Yeah. So he went and back, I call it nails to nails, because he used to build homes. So, you know, he got this, like, buff dude comes in, and now he's taking ladies and doing their nails and doing their pedicures and chatting it up.
So he had to learn all of that? Like, he wanted to kind of shift careers and learn how to...
And support you.
How to buff nails and manicures and pedicures?
So, yeah, we were married for like 15 years. I decided to have kids, so we had to make it work. We didn't have anybody to rely on. So he went back to cosmetology school, and he would, like, when we announced our baby, our first baby, he came in with pink hair, you know, and it was pretty fun. So, you know, he's on the other side of the room and I'm on the other side of the room, but I got a watchful eye. And, but yeah, and we farm together and we do crazy stuff together, but you know, it's been like the best twist of life because we're always in sync, you know. But, you know, he's over there rubbing the ladies, and I'm over here cutting the guys, and It's pretty fun.
So you guys get along just fine.
I'm not saying we always get along.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
We're married, you know?
They're married. Of course they're going to have squabbles.
All right. Well, yes. I was looking for examples of that, though. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to hear the dysfunction. It's not as fun when everybody gets along.
I'm sorry that everybody just loves their spouses. I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't say they didn't love them. I just... Taylor Swift, it's Q104. A chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets coming up after 9 this morning. Ashley in Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Ashley doesn't work with an SO, but she does work with her sister. Is that right?
Yep, two sisters.
Oh, two sisters.
Oh, wow. Both of them. Okay.
What do you guys do?
So me and my youngest sister are daycare teachers. My middle sister is the business coordinator.
Okay. So
she's like our boss.
Okay.
So the middle sister is in charge.
Yes.
Oh, that's a weird dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that like taking orders from your sister? Your middle sister. Your younger sister. Right?
Yeah. It can be frustrating sometimes because I'm like, man, I'm older. I should be telling you what to do.
Right.
Right. But then how did she get to be the one in charge? Because she has the business degree or something?
No, from me. I used to work at a different center, and they were like, we need a business coordinator for the center. And I was like, oh, hey, go get this job. So she did. And then I happened to end up working at her center being under her.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So you're really keeping it like all in the family.
I got $100 bonus for that. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. I can do that.
Do you ever throw that back in her face? Be like, hey, I got you this job. You need to back off.
All the time.
I brought you into this job and I can take you out of it.
Exactly.
All right, Ashley. Thank you for listening to us this morning.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, round number 2 is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Emily in Westlake is here. Emily's a first-time player, so I understand.
Yeah.
Emily, thank you so much for listening to us, and good luck today. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correct, either you or Alyssa, will win the game. And if it's a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Emily?
I'm so ready.
Question 1. On what continent would you find the South Pole?
Antarctica.
Question 2. What fictional clown is one of the most recognizable corporate mascots in the world?
Ronald McDonald.
Question 3. Mocha is made by mixing coffee with what other flavor?
Chocolate.
Question 4. The name of the movie starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore that deals with the afterlife?
Ghost.
Final question. What is the term for a star that suddenly increases in brightness and then fades over weeks or months?
Oh, a comet?
Okay, great guesses here. Emily, hang on. We're going to get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please come on back to the studio? Emily, you did amazing for your first time. 4 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
You got tripped up on the last one there.
Oh, man. Oh, I was going to say, I don't know now.
Maybe
I know what it is, but.
Don't say anything else.
Sure.
Because
okay,
Alyssa,
I won't say anything.
Alyssa can hear you now. It's Emily in Westlake.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
First time player. She did great. 4 for 5. Alyssa, you need 4 to tie her and 5 to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On what continent would you find the South Pole?
Antarctica.
What fictional clown is one of the most recognizable corporate mascots in the world?
Ronald McDonald.
Mocha is made by mixing coffee with what other flavor?
Chocolate.
The name of the movie starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore that deals with the afterlife.
Oh, is that Ghost?
Oh.
So we have the tie. Here's the question that will decide if Alyssa outright wins the game today. What is the term for a star that suddenly increases in brightness and then fades over weeks or months?
A meteor?
No, Emily guessed comet. It is a nova.
Oh, a nova. Oh, that was...
Nova.
That was hard.
So the science question gets both of you today. However, you're both equally intelligent, apparently.
And out of five, not bad. Yeah. Good game.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you, Emily. We hope you'll try again someday to try
thank you.
Try to beat Alyssa. Maybe we'll get her next time.
Oh, for sure. I'll definitely try again.
And we do have some fantastic prizes for you, so hang on, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. My name is Emily, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.